This is Cruise Control.
Control.
Your on-air automotive magazine with co-hosts Fred Staub and Les Jackson.
Control.
Everything you need to know about new and used cars.
Control.
Industry news. We'll fix or repair your car on the air.
On the air.
Control.
Fasten your seatbelts and let us take the wheel.
Now, your ride is about to begin.
Cruise Control.
Because you're on
Cruise Control.
Cruise Control.
Cruise Control.
And welcome to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. We're glad you're along for the ride. Boy, we've got a lot to get to, a lot going on, and a story that Les is just going to love a little bit later on in the show, aren't you, Les?
Yes, sadly, I am.
What are we starting with this week, though?
Well, California says you need a steering wheel and a human when it comes to autonomous cars. Now, remember, I've talked about this for a long time. We're never going to see the day when these things don't have control that you can take over. So we'll talk about this.
Mm-hmm. Here's an interesting one. Is Ford getting ready to add a diesel option to its new F-150? And you may be interested to know where the diesel engine may be coming from.
And Volkswagen may be bringing back the microbus with a bit of a twist.
Yeah, they showed this concept back in 2011. It may be happening, but with a bit different powertrain. We'll talk about that.
Well, it better have a different powertrain.
Yes, it's not air-cooled. It's not an air-cooled engine.
No, and when it comes to resale, which vehicle is best?
Cruise control van, of course. We don't remember when
we bought it or what we
paid for it, so
we didn't. We didn't buy it. It was thrust upon us by a junkyard.
Oh, Les, I wish you could read this next story, but you will enjoy it anyway.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Standing ground.
Yes. It looks like Saab. Yes, Saab will be revealing a number of new electric models, Les, three of them, so you can have your choice.
Here we go again. And talking tech, which is much more fun than Saab, because we always talk tech and they're always around. It's almost 2016. But what are the must-have automotive tech features you should have in your next vehicle?
Okay. Well, that is a good question. We'll have a list for you.
I've got a list myself.
We're also going to tell you a story we didn't get to last hour, but we're also going to tell you Ram pickups. They're popular, but they are missing one thing that the other popular full-size pickup trucks have. And we'll tell you what that is when we get started on Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred and Les. And, kind of funny. California, a lot of testing going on with a Google car that does not have a steering wheel. So that will be banned in California. They didn't say, though, the steering wheel has to be attached to anything. Couldn't it be like those cars used to drive as a kid? It was just on a bolt.
Yeah, the little kid cars with the steering wheel that just spun around.
Yeah, there's an idea. All right, well, we'll talk more when we come back on Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine. Stay tuned. Listen to the live feed of Cruise Control Radio every Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com to find out how to do it. Is your car starting to show its age? Over time, paint becomes oxidized, faded, and scratched. But you can restore that tired paint and repair those scratches with the paint restoration system from 3M. It's an affordable way to make those repairs in your garage in just one afternoon with basic tools. The kit contains all of the restoration products and polishing pads you need to bring your vehicle's paint back to like-new condition. For more information, visit www.3mcarcare.com.
Control.
And welcome back to Cruise Control. Les and Fred here. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
California, which of course is always ahead of everyone else, has written rules on driverless cars, right, Fred?
Yeah, and Google is gravely disappointed.
Well, you know, I mean, but I've been saying this for months and months and months that there's not going to be an autonomous car with no steering wheel. There's no way the states are going to allow, or the federal government are going to allow, cars on the road without the ability of the owner
to take over.
You know, someone has to be responsible to mm-hmm. take control.
Yeah. Yes. They, well, under proposed California Department of Motor Vehicles law, all autonomous cars would need a steering wheel and pedals when operating on California's public roads. And behind the controls, they would need a licensed driver with an autonomous vehicle operator certificate capable of taking control if something goes awry. Wow. How do you take the road test to become an autonomous vehicle operator?
You have to show them that you know where the off switch is.
Well, Google is very upset about this because their car, that one that has a little face on it, looks sort of like a Volkswagen, sort of, I guess, is the, you know, best way to describe it, does not have a steering wheel and pedals. Matter of fact, one of them was pulled over, and the person on board, who was, I guess, the engineer, was sitting in the back seat, and they were doing the speed limit, but everyone else around them was going faster, so the cop pulled them over for going too slow, creating an impediment to traffic, which is kind of a problem with another problem with autonomous cars. Sometimes you have to go faster than the speed limit to keep up with the pack, you know? And they have not developed the thought that sometimes you have to violate the rules.
Yes, but when all vehicles are driving themselves, then they'll all be driving at the same speed.
Yes, yes. What do you think of this proposal to have a steering wheel and controls?
I think this proposal is going to be universal. You know, NHTSA, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, I guarantee you will write this same rule. Mm-hmm. For all vehicles, because the autonomous cars is all about safety. It's not about gadgets.
Mm-hmm. It's not about sleeping. Like the one guy said, they'll just have these things that look like giant boxes, and they'll roll up in the morning, you know, and you call it on your phone, and it shows up, and then you like go to sleep or watch TV or make your eggs and bacon as you're driving, being driven to work.
Someday in the distant future, that's possible. But but during the next decades, when these things phase in, you know, they're going to be sharing the roads with vehicles that don't drive themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is all going to be you know, slowly phased in, and the vehicle with no controls is just silly. I've said that this Google thing really is doing more for turning people off mm-hmm. to autonomous cars than sparking interest.
Mm. Well, Ford, and another development, Ford has gotten approval in California for testing self-driving cars on the road. And they're going to test their Ford Fusion Hybrid, of course, in California already. We have Honda, Daimler, Tesla, Nissan, and BMW. So Ford is going to get involved in that. It's I guess the way to look at the near state of autonomy is it will be more like what Cadillac calls their Super Cruise. In other words, it's in certain situations, you will be able to take your hands off the wheel, and obviously you don't have to have them on the accelerator already, and you can be assured that the vehicle will steer itself and stop.
That's
stop
right.
and go traffic
and
to me
yeah.
would be a good situation for that. Now, I'll ask you a question. You're in the Super Cruise mode. You're in stop and go traffic. The vehicle's tracking the vehicles all around it. It's slowing down. It's staying in the lane. Will you be allowed to, let's say, eat a sandwich or use your cell phone if you're in that mode?
People are doing that anyway.
I know they're doing it already. They put on makeup. But I'm saying legally, technically legally, if a police officer rolls up alongside and you're texting away madly, you know, but you're in super
right
cruise mode.
Right now, no, because it's illegal anyway. Right
yeah.
Now, so it wouldn't be any different.
All right. Interesting. Hey, Fred and Les, we will be right back with more Cruise Control after this. We're going to talk about the F-150 getting a diesel option. You won't believe where it's coming from. We'll be right back. Well, my baby went out. For the latest updates on Cruise Control, follow us on Twitter at Cruise Control Rad. That's CRUISECTRLRAD. Cruise Control Rad.
And welcome back to Cruise Control. Well, we can't talk about Mercury for obvious reasons.
not new ones, at least.
It's no longer a company, but the Ford company, which of course made Mercury, is getting ready to plant a new turbo diesel in their F-150.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's sort of seems like it's now from a competitive company. Not really, but
well,
you wouldn't think that the British would be supplying the engine.
Yeah, this is interesting. This comes from a spy photo where they saw a Venturi-type exhaust, typically used on a diesel setup, popping out of the side of a camouflaged F-150. And some people said, well, maybe they're just going to put their 3.2-liter five-cylinder power stroke diesel in there, like they have in the Transit van. But the sources say, people in the know say, it might be the 3-liter Lion V6 diesel that Jaguar and Land Rover are going to be putting into their models that they've talked about. And what's funny is it used to be part of Ford's premier automotive group, Jaguar Land Rover.
That's right. And they developed all their engines over in factories in Wales.
Hmm. Well, listen to this engine. This would be great for this application for a light diesel engine. 254 horsepower, 443 pound-feet of torque, and power would flow through a 10-speed automatic transmission. I think that, with the aluminum body, could see this thing well into the 30s for a full-size pickup, don't you think?
Yeah, which is remarkable.
Yeah. I think it could certainly challenge the Ram EcoDiesel and even probably the Colorado Duramax and be a bigger vehicle. You've got all the great weight saving and technology plus this diesel. And I don't know, it seems like that, and you think about the towing capability of that, and also think about all the engines that would be available in the F-150 if they keep them all. You have the 2.7 liter, you have the EcoBoost 3.5, I believe. Is it 3.5 or 3.6? You still have the 4.6 liter V8, and you would have this light diesel. Pretty amazing. There might even be, I think there's a base model V6, non-turbo V6 as well. That's a lot of engine availability for a F-150, isn't
That's
it?
That's right. It's amazing. Plus, when you add all the other possible combinations that you can get or need with a pickup, boy, oh boy, the choice would be really tough.
Right. And once again, this is the F-150. It's not the F-250, F-350, or beyond. So this has not had, to the best of my knowledge, ever had a diesel availability, and it hasn't.
I don't recall any. No, I don't believe they have.
Yeah.
Certainly in the close to 30 years we've been following them.
Yeah. So big news. And I think they do have something brewing. You know, it's sort of, it used to be like torque wars. Remember who had the most torque and the most horsepower and that. Now, with full-size pickups, it really seems like there's a miles per gallon challenge, right?
That's right. It was also a big thing, to, you know, the towing capacity.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to lose with that MPG. With those numbers. You'll be able to tow well with those numbers. You know, the torque numbers, 443 pound-feet of torque. So, interesting stuff. We will see where it goes. Hopefully, we'll have some information on it soon. I did see the spy photos. You know, why not get it certified? And you're saying, well, with all the VW stuff, will they get it certified? Sure. They just certified the BMW X5. The EPA did. They just certified the Colorado Duramax. I think that was the first one to go through the certification process after the whole VW emissions scandal. And, you know, it's not going to stop diesel. It's going to be part of the plan. And speaking of VW, remember the VW microbus concept? It came out in 2011. And it was cool. It was a really nice update of the style of the original microbus, wasn't it?
Well, it was. Much loved vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Much reviled vehicle for its lack of power.
Yes.
But still, you know, it's a real nostalgic, you know, everybody wants them. It's
got to have the flower power stickers on the back, though. You know,
that's
those
right.
Flowers.
Yeah. The era.
Yeah. Surprisingly, when you look at those old ones, your legs were just protected by a little bit of thin sheet metal. I mean, if you got into a front.
Huge collectible vehicles now.
They're
bringing in big money.
Oh, yeah. Well, they showed this a while back. Now, Volkswagen is going to show this. An updated version of this concept at CES, which is coming up real soon. And it is going to be, it's going to have an electric powertrain. And this is according to a publication called Autocar, which is not the old auto car manufacturer of big trucks here, but that is a publication in Europe. And they're saying that it will be a preview of the production version that's going to be built in the automaker's Mexico plant, starting in 2017. It's expected to use battery tech from the Audi Q6 e-tron Quattro and the Audi R8 e-tron, giving it a range of 250 to 310 miles on full charge. What do you think about
this?
This could be a cool minivan, couldn't it?
This really could. I could see this thing taking off.
It certainly will do super well in Europe, because that's just the type of thing they do. They love those people transporters there, and it's electric. I think it could do well here too. And let's look at this rendering, Les. Those wheels are production wheels, and I see door handles and side view mirrors. So looks buildable to me.
They would not be talking about this if they weren't planning to do it.
All right. Well, we'll be doing a whole lot more talking when we come back on Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred and Les. We'll be right back. Cruise Control Radio goes live every Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. To listen, click the link on our homepage. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com.
Cruise Control.
And welcome back to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine. We are glad you are along for the ride. Don't forget, we are on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. It's all there, cruisecontrolradio.com. And when you buy a vehicle, I don't know what the percentage is of people when they buy a vehicle that do they calculate the resale value. I don't think so. I think a lot of people buy what they want, and then they also buy, you know, kind of with their heart or with their eyeballs. And they probably don't think a lot about resale value. Do you agree, Les?
I would agree. I think most people are really unaware of the resale value and are usually shocked about 3 years later when they go to sell it
and say
they find out it's worth like 50% or worse.
That's right.
Of its original value.
That's right. They might just say, well, I'll just keep it then. And that's why we have a lot of cars on the road that are 12 years old now. Well, Kelley Blue Book always loves to crunch the numbers on these things, and they released their projected resale value for the 2016 model year. So this is great information. If you're thinking about going out and buying a vehicle and you say, well, you know what, plan is we're going to use this for 3 years, then we're going to move and buy something else, or we'll want a different type of vehicle, this study is for you. It's called the Best Resale Value Awards, and it recognizes brands and vehicles that are projected to retain most value for after 5 years. So good news here for General Motors. They led all automakers with four vehicles, the Chevy Camaro, the Colorado and Canyon, and the GMC Sierra. Toyota had three vehicles on the list, the 4Runner, the Tundra and the Tacoma. Subaru had two, the Forester and WRX, and the Jeep Wrangler rounded out the list of 10. Interesting, that would have great resale value. I guess, you know, when I think of a Jeep Wrangler, if someone's going to use it hard or they're going to modify it, you know, lift it and put the big wheels and all the accessories on it. So I wonder if they factored that into the resale value. Does that add?
I don't know.
Or detract from it?
I think they're just so popular mm-hmm. that they hold their value.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's
now the interesting thing is Kelley Blue Book said that the average 2016 vehicle is going to retain 34.8% of its value after 5 years. Think about that.
That's a big drop.
If you go to the dealership today and buy a new vehicle for say $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
You're going in 5 years, it's going to be worth $9,000.
Wow. Wow. That's huge.
That's scary.
That is scary. It's not an investment. It is. Yeah. I heard one guy say once a new car is an investment, and I laughed and I said, all you're buying reliability and a warranty. You know, that's what you're doing, and you have the warranty to take it back, but it's not going to go up in value for the most part, unless maybe if you're buying the NSX, as they said this week, they're only going to build 800 of them for $157,000 starting, then maybe it will go up in value. But if you're buying, you know, any run-of-the-mill car, a Camry or whatever, it's not going to go up in value. It will give you great service, but you're not going to sell it for more than you paid for it.
No.
Here's some of the breakdown of the best resale value awards by category. Subcompact car, Honda Fit, holds its value.
Yeah.
Yeah. Subaru Impreza, Subaru WRX for a sporty compact car. Midsize car, Subaru Legacy. So that's kind of a bit of a hat trick there for them. They got compact, sporty, compact, and midsize car. Full-size car, Toyota Avalon. I like that car. That's a nice big car.
That's a very nice car. And, of course, Lexus RC for entry-level luxury and Lexus GS for luxury, which, of course, is basically a Avalon-ish.
Avalon-ish, yes. And high-end luxury car that maintains its resale value best, Porsche Panamera. Okay.
Well, that's not surprising. They make, you know, of all the high-end cars, they make very reliable cars.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sports car, Chevrolet Camaro LT. High-performance Camaro SS. The hybrid alternative energy car, Lexus ES 300H, was great for resale value. Plug-in vehicle, Tesla Model S, resale value, just because there's
no surprise.
Demand and there's not a lot of them around. Jeep Wrangler, bit of a surprise, just because, like I say, people usually use them pretty, you know, aggressively, or they modify them. The midsize SUV crossover, Toyota 4Runner, and the full-size SUV, Chevy Tahoe. And the list goes on on here. But let's just jump down to full-size pickup truck Toyota Tundra. Isn't that interesting? Wouldn't you think it would be?
It is interesting.
Ford. Yeah. I don't think Ford shows up here anywhere.
They didn't show up anywhere, which is very surprising. They're the biggest selling truck, full-size pickup truck, for 38 years, and yet they don't retain their value as well as the Toyotas. That's kind of a contradiction.
Yeah, and no Chryslers either, other than the Jeep. So interesting. You can check it out on KBB.com, I'm sure. Get more information. But when you're buying a car, it's something to factor in. You want to look, obviously, at reliability and a read up on reviews. Of course, listen to Cruise Control Radio for the reviews. And check out the 5-star crash ratings. Do they get 5-star crash ratings? And, resale value is another thing to add in, depending on how long you're going to keep the car. If you're going to keep it more than 5 years, gosh, I mean, what happens to resale after 5 years? Does the amount decrease slow?
It sort of levels off as a function of mileage.
Mm-hmm. Now, Toyota Tacoma is the best. It will retain 61.7% of its sticker price after 5 years. So that's the best you can do, kind of a loss of more than 40%, but still better than the others. So interesting information from Kelly Blue Book. Les, I know you've been waiting for this. Sob story. I know you just can't get enough of this, but we'll start with a $12 million deal. NEVS, the National Electric Vehicle of Sweden, or NEVS, which bought the assets of bankrupt Saab Automobile, is going to it announced a deal, not a $12 billion deal, to supply 150,000 electric cars to Chinese leasing firm Panda New Energy. So they're gonna crank out the 9-3 sedans from. When were they last built? When were they last designed?
Like 2002.
So they're going to start building those again, but with an electric powertrain. And they said they're going to deliver by the end of 2020, 150,000 of these. So would someone want to lease a car from the early 2000s with an electric powertrain? I don't know.
Well, it's still a new car.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bunch of used Saabs, but that said, it's pretty old technology. The suspension is relative to new cars is a bit more crude.
Mm-hmm.
Crash protection not as good.
No, it's an old car.
So the question I have is, around the world, I think that they're going to sell or lease sort of okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I have my doubts because, you don't have a dealer system. You don't really, it's not going to be a highly reviewed vehicle, mm-hmm. that is to say positive.
Mm-hmm.
So, since they're not going to let Saab die a peaceful death,
they're just going to keep poking it with a stick.
That's right. Again, around the world, this is probably going to be around, and maybe they won't even call it Saab. But in the here in Western Europe, I just have my doubts that it's going to go anywhere.
Well, they're also going to bring out other models. And we're going to talk about that after the break. We're also going to talk about some tech, the big tech features you should look for in a new vehicle when you're buying one in 2016. Pretty cool. Friend Les, we'll be right back on Cruise Control, your on-air automotive magazine. So stay tuned. Cruise Control Radio goes live every Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. To listen, click the link on our homepage. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com. Feeling a little dim? Don't blame your brain or the weather. Hazy headlights may be the problem. Hazed or cloudy plastic headlights can reduce your vehicle's visibility on the road, making it very difficult to see the road and for other cars to see you. Now you can restore plastic headlight lenses to like-new clarity with the Lens Renewal Kit from 3M, an easy-to-use solution for removing the yellowing and hazing that reduces headlight performance and visibility. For more information, visit www.3mcarcare.com.
Cruise Control.
And welcome back to Cruise Control. Lesson Fred here. We're talking about Saab.
Your favorite Saab.
Well, you know, they claim they're going to come back with five new models.
And they are.
And to which I reply as scientifically as possible, la-dee-da. La-dee-da.
A sports car, an SUV,
yes.
A crossover, and a fastback.
They're going to be made in China,
mm-hmm.
In Tianjin, China.
Mm-hmm.
And they may probably won't even use the Saab name, but obviously you'll recognize the body because it's the 9-3 from the last time that was refreshed. Your eighth grade child is now out of college and married.
But it's going to be that car raised up. And they'll call that a crossover? No.
Of course. So I predict that they're not going to be well received here, if received at all.
Okay.
But that they will place a bunch of them in various countries around the world.
Mm. Yes. Yes. So that's all.
Consider yourself warned.
Mm. Hey, want to talk a little tech? Because we love to talk tech, right?
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
This was put together by Autotrader.com, and it's pretty interesting. They made up a list of must-have automotive technology for 2016. So if you're shopping for 2016, these are the type of things they say you should have. So people don't say, you don't have the latest tech, do you? That's why you listen here, so you have the latest tech. All right. Well, on the top of the Auto Trader list of must-have auto tech for 2016, advanced backup cameras, multiple angles, 360 views, the ones that sort of they kind of stitch it all together. For example, like I'm driving a Kia now, it does that.
Bird's eye view looking down.
Really handy for driving. Augmented reality owner's manual. This is interesting. Augmented reality owner's manual with all you need to do is point your smartphone or tablet at the item in question, like the air conditioning controls, and it will pull up videos and guides. That's pretty slick.
Now, you're going to do this while you're stopped somewhere.
Yeah, I would not attempt to do this on the highway.
Yeah, we're just giving some practical advice here.
Mm. Automatic steering. Now, there's a number of different levels of this. Automated steering can mean lane keep assist systems. Some just beep when you go out of the lane. Others will actually push the vehicle back. I had one of those a few weeks ago, I believe a Toyota, and I was just actually trying to drive on the line on purpose, and it would push you back very smoothly, by the way.
Yeah, and I've been in a number of vehicles now with actual automatic steering. Once it's in the lines, it steers itself. You can take your hands off the wheel.
Yes.
Now, it does wander a little bit in the lane.
Sure.
But it stays there.
But the other problem is, too, some of the striping, some of the lane markers are not that good. They're worn. So
that's true.
Yeah. Headlight technology is another big one. LED headlights and automatic high beams are two new technologies that are coming out. LED headlights can save you money, and they rarely burn out. They are an annoying new color, though. I don't like the color. They're kind of annoying to me, you know, at night. Not when they're flashing at me, when somebody's driving a car with them. Automatic high beams. automatically illuminate on dark roads and dim when necessary. Do you remember for trivia what Cadillac used to call that? I think it was.
Let's see. It was.
It turned the lights on. That it was a big deal back then.
Magic Eye, was that it?
Twilight Sentinel.
Twilight Sentinel. That's it.
That's creative writing right there. And then improved smartphone infotainment integration. So that means you can use things like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto. You're really getting the smartphone experience and screen on your dash. So it's basically kind of a bigger screen for your smartphone, right? It's sort of like using a laptop or using a laptop with a big monitor. Sort of the same idea. Smartphone vehicle management. This is a big one. I think you're going to see a lot of that. It's an app. They've got an app for it. You can turn your car on. You can open up doors. You can do other things to control your car by your smartphone. The worry there is that they're hackable, right?
Well, they are. And they are worried. They, meaning the car companies, the security agencies, the Society of Automotive Engineers. Lots of people are worried. Lots of people are working on it.
Mm. Okay. Self-parking systems. These have been around for a while. Automatically park your car in parallel or perpendicular spaces. Ford has had this technology for a while. I don't know many people that use it, though. Would you agree?
Well,
it's there.
The biggest problem in these systems that have been around for 10 or 12 years is that they were very, very slow. It took about 3 minutes for the car to back up and park itself.
Right.
The latest ones, about 15 or 20 seconds. The new Passat I was in,
mm-hmm.
Which parks parallel or perpendicular,
mm-hmm.
and backs into the perpendicular spaces. 15 seconds or so. It's mm-hmm. very quick.
Mm-hmm.
Very precise. I really like it.
Wow. Okay. I tend to not really use them, I guess, because I don't know. I just don't use them. I just feel like I like to park it myself or out of you know, just the regular thing I've been doing for years. I wonder what percentage of people even know it's there in their car.
I'd say 50% tops.
Yeah. Interesting. I do like the idea, though, of automated cars in New York City where when they do the alternate side of the street parking where you have to move your car for cleaning, it would just know that
just
and move
itself.
It and find yep. a space and maybe send you a text like, hey, I'm over on 56th Street now. So about halfway
That'd be
down the block.
Terrific.
Yeah. That will happen. I think that could happen.
It will.
Yeah. Or you're late for an appointment and you don't know where to park. It just drops you off at the front door and rolls on and finds a parking space. I like that. But that will happen.
Yeah.
That will happen. But as we said at the beginning of the show, there will still be a steering wheel and pedals so you can drive the car manually. So
there will always be that.
Yeah.
Now, one that's not on this list that I think is a must have that virtually no one tends to ask for or want is heads up displays.
Yeah, that's kind of fallen out of favor, but, you know, they are nice. They are nice. Of course, Corvette has them. They had them for a long time. I think they're handy, but
yeah. Chrysler's got them on a couple vehicles. Once you have one, you won't want to be without it
yep.
because it's right there in a just floating in space.
That's
in
right.
front of you.
That's right. Here's that Ram story we wanted to get to, and we were talking about safety ratings before. They just tested the 2016 Ram 1500 pickup, and it received a 4-star safety rating from NHTSA, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. But that's less than General Motors and Ford. They all have 5-star, except Ram has 4-star. Compared with the 2015 Ram 1500, the 2016's model rollover safety improved from 3 to 4 stars, but other ratings remain unchanged. So if you're buying a pickup and that's something that concerns you, that's something to factor in to the whole buying process there.
Yeah.
We appreciate you listening to Cruise Control Radio. Don't forget we're on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, check out the podcast. It's all there, cruisecontrolradio.com. Time for me to say, I'm Fred Staub.
I'm Les Jackson.
We're going to see you down the road. Cruise Control Radio is your on-air automotive magazine. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com for more information.